This is Anderson Penn's podcast, episode 277 for Wednesday, June 27th. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
Seems like I was missing something there. You ready?
No.
Did you hear that, this is in the news, this is big news over the weekend. Vandals attacked the National Origami Museum in Tokyo. I keep you posted as the story unfolds. Thanks for joining us. Apparently it's not as good as I thought it was.
You're just so not funny. You're so not funny. How could I have married a man who is just not that funny?
So this week we've got a couple of...
Tell you what. How about if I give you the jokes?
Well, you can tell a joke. You tell a joke next week.
I don't want to tell the joke.
You give me the joke. No, it doesn't work that way.
All right, so.
All right.
Why are we doing jokes?
Platinum president this week we're going to talk about.
You know, just before we started the podcast, it occurred to me, I've never really played with one. I have a 3776 that I love, but I've never...
Well, that's a good point, right? So the 3776 and the Platinum President are fairly similar, but they're not. Not exactly the same. So roughly the same size. The President's a hair bigger.
Okay.
A little bit bigger in girth, a little bit longer. President's got an 18-karat nib.
Oh, nice.
Beautiful two-tone nib. That actually happens to be mine. That's why it's got some ink stains all over it. 18-karat nib versus the 14-karat nib on the 3776.
Okay.
And you get, of course, two-tone versus single-tone.
Oh, I like the two-tone.
But in President, you get basically three options, black and gold, black and rhodium, and burgundy.
Okay.
Which I'm a big fan of burgundy. Reminds me of the Mont Blanc.
I know. I wish they'd bring that back.
It
does feel a tiny bit bigger, maybe.
It's a little bit chunkier.
Okay.
It's got a cool clip, a little bit different. It's very businesslike. No transparent colors here. Cartridge converter. Nice pen. Really nice pen for the money.
I do like the option to have a non-transparent pen.
Yeah. So. Yeah, if they make a 3776 in a non-transparent other than black, it would be, be killer. So anyway, Platinum President.
You know, it's kind of nice to be able to revisit things that we've had for a while, but you know, with all the new stuff that comes in, and quite frankly, we're not downstairs all the time, and it shows everything is just so crazy. It's been really kind of nice to revisit things that I haven't really given a whole lot of love to lately.
I just got this not too long ago, and the reason I got it is because we're at a show, and this used the same nib. The Izumo and the President used the same exact nib. So we were, I was chatting with somebody about the Izumo. We were playing with the nibs and we were testing it. I said, you know, that's a really, really smooth, really nice nib. And so when we came home, I went downstairs, I grabbed myself the President. So
do you remember who the customer was so I know who to blame for your adding to your collection?
I plead the fifth. Anyway, Palomino.
Palomino.
Come out with new Blackwing.
You know, I have a thing for pencils. I don't use them because I want to save them. But I love Palomino. I love the eraser. Who doesn't like that little rectangular eraser? That's so cool. The new Volume 1.
Where do they come up with the volume numbers?
I have no idea.
Shouldn't Volume 1 have been the first volume?
You'd think. But these are cool.
And what's significant about this?
I don't know.
This is the first round pencil.
Yes, which is kind of weird for a Palomino. Let's see, and it is...
It's made in honor of...
Guy Clark.
And the eraser is... It's got this matte wood finish.
A gray wash coat finish that lets the wood grain show through.
It is
a
cool.
Blue collar eraser that pays tribute to Guy's favorite blue shirt. How cool is that?
So
he got an eraser after his blue shirt.
So
now these are cool.
Yeah, nice, it's got a nice smooth finish to it. I like how that.
Yeah, it's but it's a little bit matte. It's not glossy, so it's not going to slip. But Palomino just makes such a great pencil.
So anyway, those are new Volume 1 Blackwing pencils.
12
limited
to,
edition.
Yep, 12 to a box. So very cool.
Awesome. What else is coming out that's brand new?
Brand new that came out this week was the Field Notes 3 Missions. These are so
cool. They look cool. They
cool.
look cool. I got to say, I want to, you know, I think this is the kind of thing that you have to buy.
Two of.
You got to buy two of because they come with a little.
Oh, these are awesome. The 3 Missions refer to the, I should have written this down. I hope I get it right. The Mercury, the Gemini, and the.
The Apollo?
Maybe. I should know this. I didn't write it down. It's really early today for me. 3 missions, and then it comes with these little punch out and assemble cardboard, I wouldn't
space
call them
capsules.
Toys, but capsules. They're
capsules.
So cool. So the packaging is actually quite a bit thicker than what you're normally used to. These are so cool.
Yeah, I like them, and if you've had any of the other space themes, Field Notes in the past, I think this kind of goes in. Fits right in there. So as soon as these come in, definitely want to set a pack aside for me. So anyway, that's coming soon. I'm totally stoked about that. That's exciting. We've got some Leuchtturm to talk about today.
So I have a confession.
You have a confession, all right.
I have one of these, the Leuchtturm Some Lines a Day.
And you use it?
This would be how I'd be able to journal because there's only a little bit of a space. I haven't.
You haven't done it.
I did it for about a week and a half.
There's no time like the present.
Well, it's at home.
Well, that's what it should be. But yeah, you can actually see this. So there's not much. There's like what is that? An inch and a half?
Yeah.
Is that what the 5 years are? You can see it on the spine.
Yes. Yeah. It's not very big. It's not much of a commitment. I committed to you, so that's my commitment.
Yeah.
That's commitment.
We should explain what this is. So Some Lines a Day, it's a 5-year journal. So
yes.
It has each page has the day on it, or you can put the date on it, and then you can write a little bit about your day, what you
just
did.
Just a little bit.
You don't. It's not a full page commitment. And then so every year when you come back to that day, you can see what you did the previous year right there on that page. So it's a really cool concept. I think Leuchtturm is probably the only one that does something like that.
I think. Levenger has something similar. I mean, there are some companies, but not with paper like this.
They don't have it in a Nordic blue.
Oh, the Nordic blue. I know. That's why I got it. I don't know. I'm just a failure at journaling. Just epic fail. What else?
We got some ink to revisit.
Again, it's been really great to go back.
This is a really cool little thing we got here.
And talk about different inks. I mean, there are like a zillion different inks these days.
Look at this. I don't know who did this, but that's a really nice little swab there.
That's Robert Oster Purple Rock.
It's a nice dark purple. I like.
I don't like super bright purples. It's just
this one's got some body to it.
Yeah. Hold that up again, and we'll put a picture of that. But yeah, that's just really cool. And then Golden Brown, which is darker than I thought, which I like. I'm not a fan of like really yellow browns. This is a nice color.
It kind of looks, it kind of pushes in on that that toffee brown a little bit,
but
it's got some sheen. It's almost like a gray sheen on it.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
So if you've got a broad nib or something, that's really going to come out. It's going to.
That'd be wasted on me, sadly. That is a really pretty brown, though.
So those are two interesting Oster ink picks for the week.
And, you know, he's so talented. He's come out with so many colors. Slow down. So many different colors. And, it's just nice to have some deeper, darker colors that aren't really in your face.
Purple Rock, that might be good. I might try that out.
All right.
We have rapid fire this week.
Oh, God. Okay.
You like this.
Okay.
You're whiny today.
I'm tired.
You're tired, good boy. All right. All right. Here we go. You ready? That's the look. That's look number one. In case we have to revisit
these. All right,
these
I'm
well.
Ready. I like rapid fire.
All right. Good.
I learn new things about you every day.
All right. This one's tough. And this one, a little bit of semantics issue here. Maquillé or Rodden?
Well, Maquillé. Who doesn't like a gorgeous artistic, pretty picture on your pen.
I'm going to say Macchier, but if it's all rotten, I like all rotten. And technically,
aren't they related?
Technically, rotten is Macchier, but
so that's a trick question.
It is a trick question. I like rotten if it's
all right. So this.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that in a minute.
I know, but since we're talking Macchier or rotten, I'm just going to take that now.
You can't have some pens that have rotten in addition to painting, and so
yes.
Macchier in the general form is painting on a pen.
Okay.
But rotten is technically a Macchier technique.
What about stickers on a pen?
Stickers. Stickers. Is that the new trend?
We mocked up our own, it's kind of a family joke, we mocked up our own pen years ago for our friend Eric and put...
I think it was on a Schaefer No Nonsense.
It was. And we put little elephant stickers or something.
Yes,
I don't remember what it was.
Yes.
And then covered it in nail polish so that it was actually...
It was like a Arushi lacquer.
Yeah.
The cheap, poor man's Arushi lacquer.
It was
all right.
Fun.
Next question. This one's easy for me. Ebonite or celluloid?
Celluloid.
Ebonite.
Okay, why?
I just like... Ebonite has such a... Number one, it has a history to it. It goes back 100 years, 100 plus years. It warms in the hand. As you hold it, it gets warm. It doesn't have that cold sensation that most celluloid and acrylic pens do. And it has a wonderful smell to it. I just love ebonite.
Celluloid's pretty.
It is pretty, yeah. Yeah. All right, next one, 14 karat or 18 karat?
Whatever.
It doesn't really matter.
Surprise
yeah, I don't.
Me.
I don't. Yeah, I don't really have a preference. I don't really care because the difference really in carat, you can't say 18 carat is softer because it's closer to pure gold, because it all depends on what the gold is alloyed with. So
right.
Some 18 carat nibs are flexible. Some are hard as a nail. It just really doesn't.
I don't really care. That's not for me the determining factor in choosing a pen. I don't even necessarily prefer gold over steel, because there are some really great pens out there with terrific steel nibs.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
Faber-Castell probably makes one of the best steel nibs out there. Yovo makes great nibs.
Mm-hmm.
I think for me, at a certain price point, I expect it to have a gold nib.
Yes, depending on the price point. But
so $200 and up, it better have a gold nib. So that's just...
Okay.
All right, next question. This is very timely. World Cup or U.S. Open?
Those are sports.
We're not actually defining which U.S. Open, if we're talking tennis or golf, but.
So one's tennis, one's golf? I don't know.
Well, no, there's a U.S. Open of tennis and U.S. Open golf, and World Cup is soccer.
Is that the soccer?
I'm gonna say this year World Cup, only because Eric and I, we're not gonna be able to do it this time, but last time World Cup came around, we went out and we watched the final. It was a lot of fun, so.
Anything in shorts.
Okay. All right. World Cup for you then.
All right. World Cup.
Broad or music?
Ugh. Fine. Those are way too big for me.
I'm going to say broad.
Okay.
I'm going to broad. Broad's more usable every day. Music has a tendency to be a little bit broader than what is usable on a daily basis. Of course, I'm thinking Japanese, so.
I can't do either. They're just way too fat. I like a fine. I mean, even medium is too fat for me.
Japanese
too
medium?
Too wide a line.
Japanese medium's too wide? You like Japanese mediums?
Yeah, I like a medium fine.
You're picky.
I am picky.
All right, next question. Oblique or italic?
Neither.
I'm going to go with.
What's the difference?
Well, oblique is cut at an angle.
See, I can just sit here and drink my coffee, you can do this whole thing by yourself. All right, so sincerely, though, what's the difference for the average person to understand? Because often they're used interchangeably, or people get them confused.
They get them confused. So oblique, if you rotate your pen, or you hold your pen at an angle, you rotate it a little bit, oblique is maybe a better choice for you. Italic is cut straight across, very sharp edges. Stub is a form of italic, but it's a little bit smoother, so it doesn't catch the paper. Italic's going to have the greatest line variation because your horizontals are very thin, your downstrokes are very thick. But I'm going to go with italic because
I'm going to go with oblique.
I don't rotate.
I do rotate.
All right, next question.
Okay. I'm ready.
Blank or graph?
Not blank. Graph.
I'm going to go with graph. Yeah, if those are my options, I'm going with graph. Normally, I'm just, lines are fine. Although, I don't, I honestly say, I don't think I own a graph journal.
I don't like graph lines that are
like
so dark. No, because then I feel like I have to stay within them. I like my boxes. I like my comfort zone. And lines, I can, lines work for me.
Okay. All right. Yeah,
so I'm graph not, if I have to. Blank, I can't. It's blank is intimidating to me.
Okay.
Like, well, I have to fill all of it.
If you draw, blank makes sense. But
yes,
if you don't,
absolutely.
It doesn't really.
And God help me,
or
I do
doing,
not draw.
You're doing ink swatches or something in a journal. It doesn't make
not
sense.
Not that creative.
All right. Black or blue black?
Ooh.
Go.
Black.
I'm going to say black with one exception. Mysterious blue Waterman.
Oh, yeah.
I use that in like pretty much one pen.
You know, I think I'm going to put Aurora blue black in a pen today.
Okay. My only problem with blue black is the blue blacks are usually really, really dark.
So you might as well use
you
black.
You might as well use black. So.
Okay.
And I like Aurora black a lot. So.
Okay.
All right. Big Mac or starvation?
That's a lot of food.
I'm going to starve. Not a Big Mac fan.
Okay. How about a Whopper?
Don't eat Whoppers either.
Okay. All right. I'm not a fan of starvation, though.
Well, you know.
Well, you could take the bun off.
Well, yeah. I could pick it apart and just eat the meat, but that's another matter altogether.
Big Mac. option, right? Big Mac.
That was an option. Yes, right. It was an option.
I would prefer not to starve.
Okay. All right. Last question.
Okay.
Cartridge or converter?
You know, cartridge.
You're a cartridge girl.
I am.
You've changed. Why? You used to be converter.
No.
No? So much extra.
It's a whole lot of extra work.
Okay.
And we travel so much, and it's just easier for me to throw an extra cartridge for each of my couple pens into a little Ziploc baggie, toss them in my purse, and then I'm good to go.
So to use a syringe, do you fill up? I mean, you have other bottles of ink.
I don't use them.
Okay, so the Penman Sapphire that you have can just go into my office.
No.
I'm gonna say I am 95% converter.
Okay.
I do like the process of filling and flushing a pen. I think it's a little meditative. The only exception is Pilot Vanishing Points. All my Vanishing Points, I use a cartridge just because it's, you can actually see how much level of ink there is in the pen.
Well, part of the uniqueness of what we do is that I have a box on my desk of, I don't know, 20 pens. And they are constantly used by the creative department for writing samples and pictures. And so the team is constantly filling my pen with different inks, so I don't have to do it. So maybe I'm just lazy about it, but I'm okay with that. But, you know, we travel, and I like to have ink in my pen, and so this way I can just pop a cartridge in, and I always have a spare, and this way
you
I don't have to worry
don't
about
to justify
it.
Yourself.
Well,
you
you're
cartridge?
Like, oh, I like to clean it. And
no, I'm just saying that's what I like to do.
Okay.
I also have a little baggie of Pilot carts and a couple of Sailor carts in my briefcase. So
okay.
When we're at a show, if I run out, I don't have time to sit there and mm-hmm. do that, so I pop them in. So.
I also don't trust myself with a bottle of ink on my desk.
All right. This last weekend,
oh my God,
we were in
heaven.
Chicago.
We were in heaven. That's where we were.
Friday, Saturday, David Oscarson on Friday, John Lane from Pilot USA, Friday, Saturday. Really, if you're able to make it down, maybe one of the most impressive collections of pens I've ever seen. Yeah, I mean, it was.
John brought more to Chicago than he has brought to Appleton in the past or to show us in Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing.
Some really, really good stuff. I'm just going to sneak peek a couple of them here. The Yukari bamboo. This is the new bamboo.
I love that one.
This is they made an older version that had a shorter bamboo, but this, I think the length of the barrel, I think the bamboo on this is really, really good. You've got the Wave and Plover Yukari. Really nice, simple design.
Yeah, these are just so pretty. And there were so many of them.
This has got a little gold dust on here. And
big ones, small ones, fancy.
We had a $10,000 Emperor cap bounce off the floor, apparently, at one point.
Thank God we didn't go with marble.
We weren't there at the time, I think, which everybody there agreed that it was probably best we weren't there when that happened. There were no damage to the cap, so everything was good, but... Yeah, apparently it bounced off the floor. So, anyway, but some really cool Makie with a couple Emperors, and we had some interesting Yukaris and some vintage stuff.
And it was great to see John. We haven't seen him since...
John's awesome. November,
December,
he was here. So it was good, but on Friday, David Oscarson was there, and he had had three binders of pens.
You know what? I have a big problem with David Oscarson. I have several problems. Number one, I'm going to just rattle them off. The chocolate-covered pear gummy bears. That's one of my problems.
Okay.
Number two, the mint-covered malted milk balls.
Have all the gummy bears you want. Just give me that other bag. That's mine.
Number three, we don't see them enough.
We don't see them enough, yep.
And number four, oh, my God.
These are new.
He's torturing me.
Couple of new
with
Harlequins.
All these pens. I mean, we see him at shows, and he's a dear, dear friend. So, of course, I'm just joking. But we see him at shows, and it's always like, you know, just zipping back and forth, you know, on the way to the bathroom or to get lunch or whatever. You don't really have much time to chit-chat. And we never have much time to actually look at his pens. And I know I bought you the Koi, but I've never really spent much time fondling these pens. And he's got some that are a hair smaller. I am in love.
He does, yep.
And I can't decide. Well, number one, it's the decision's been made. It's for me because that's a lot of money to... indulge when I have all sorts of other stuff. But there's also a light blue Harlequin that I just
And these
love.
Have these have little diamonds in the cap and in the barrel and on the clip. New Harlequin patterns, like a teal and a light green and a blue, and it's just really
absolutely gorgeous. But it was such a joy to be able to spend time with David, mm-hmm. meet his wife Veronica, who is just a lovely, gracious lady. She was just such a pleasure to get to know her. And because we never get to spend much time with David, you know, we talk on the phone, we see him at shows, but it was nice to have several hours of concentrated time together. So that was terrific.
Put that right there. Look, that one sits in the pocket. Well.
There you go.
You know, and it's also good to be able to talk to him a little bit more about the pens. So these are all, what I didn't know is every David Oscarson is 100% sterling silver, and then it uses that hot enamel coating over the top. So when I got mine, it actually came with an O-ring and an eyedropper, and I said, well, why, you know, that's crazy. It's metal. It's going to, he says, no. Every piece... The whole section, everything going back to the threaded part, it's all sterling silver. You drop the special O-ring in there. You can't actually put the converter in then. And then you can fill it up and you can eyedropper it. Just fantastic. So
you wouldn't eyedropper yours?
No. It's too much fun to fill it. But
and then this, oh my God, I am in love. I had no idea that David does ballpoints.
Makes ballpoints, yep.
Look at this. These are gorgeous. I can't decide which one I like, the light blue or the purple.
I like the light blue. So.
I was fondling these the whole day.
So they're nice. They're nice little winter
pattern.
A nice
weight. Absolutely gorgeous. Everything about it. His attention to detail is just amazing.
Even the refill is stamped David Isaacson. David Oscarson. Not David Isaacson.
David Oscarson. David Oscarson. These are just gorgeous. And, you know, it was really such a, I don't want to say an honor, but it was really such a wonderful experience to be able to talk to him, to learn more about the pens, to hear him talk to customers and pick up little bits of information. And to hear how he goes through the design process. I mean, it was really just fascinating. Yep. So I am super excited that we could make that happen. And he's a big fan of Garrett Popcorn, we learned.
So awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was really cool. We if you got to see it, that was awesome. Just really cool stuff. So
I'm still blown away.
And more pictures of the Oscarsons are going to be coming up on the website pretty soon. So in case you wanted closer detail shots. Coming up this week.
I want to sleep with them.
Yeah, no.
Like under my pillow.
Coming up this week, St. Louis Pen Show.
We leave tomorrow.
Yes. St. Louis Pen Show, first ever. I'm pretty excited about
I'm
this.
I'm stoked.
It's going to be good. You're stoked because it's an eight-hour drive, probably.
Which is short for us. I'm stoked because I used to live in St. Louis for a year and a half, so it'll be fun to actually be able to kind of revisit my old stomping grounds. This show has been the best organized, the best planned show we have ever seen or been involved with, and we know very well almost all the show organizers. And Terry Mayhorter runs a fantastic show in Raleigh and in Columbus. Bert Ozer puts on terrific shows in Baltimore and Miami. Ed Capizzi runs
great show.
The Denver show, amazing organization. Eric and Scott run Philly. They've really got it down. Great organization. But St. Louis, they had their table layout a year ago. They had all sorts of questions. They went to every show for a year to talk to vendors, to see what was more important, breakfast or lunch, lunch or a pizza party, you know, whatever. Everything from how many tablecloths do you think you need at the end of the day to, you know, how early do you want to be able to come in or how late do you think we should run? I mean, every aspect of it was investigated, I guess is the best word. Yep.
It'll be a good show. There's events, there's seminars, and
giveaways.
You know, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, so it's 3 days. Centrally located. So, you know, it's
and St.
anybody
Louis?
Anybody in the Midwest should be coming to the show because there's you know, your closest other shows are, you know, Chicago and well, you know, you may depending on if you're where you are in the Midwest, you might be able to get some of the southern ones, but
Terrific location, and I think it's going to be, I think the
I
first
think
year gonna is going to be good.
It's going to be great, so definitely come on down, up,
you know,
over.
And bring the family. There are a number of things to do in St. Louis, so if you're into pens and your spouse and family may not be, there's the zoo, and I mean, it's a huge city.
We'll see the arch.
There are tons of, the arch is cool. Go up in the arch. That's really cool, and go down to Laclede's Landing, and wander around downtown. Lots of great stuff to do.
I have a vintage pen stamped, Laclede.
Oh, very cool.
Yes, thumb filler.
All right.
So, anyway.
So we're excited about that. We're also excited that it's only an eight-hour drive.
quick drive. We leave Thursday morning, get back there Thursday, Monday.
Yeah.
So, anyway, that's coming up. We're going to go pack. I think that's it for this week. Got anything else?
No, I don't think so. And when we get back, what are we doing after that?
Podcast. I think that's it for this week. Thanks so much for joining us. Tune in next week for more talk about pens, ink, and paper.
Follow the blog for news, ink reviews, all sorts of other announcements, and follow us on social media as Anderson Pens.
Have a great day, everyone.